Hey everybody, this is Chris here, and this is going to be something a little different. I'm going to play some older games. These are from, I believe, 2004, 2003, 2001. I'm actually not sure when he started creating these, but these are BSC games made by a guy named Justin Dobbenmeyer, I believe. And he made quite a few games. A lot of them were commercial. However, they're all now free because in 2013 he discontinued all his games and you can't buy them anymore. Fortunately, they have been archived at agarchive.net. If you go there, go under developer listing and BSC games. So I'm going to play, I guess, five of the best ones. Now, he did make more, but I'm not going to play those. A lot of those are really, really small arcade games that take you like 2 minutes to beat. But basically, these five, well, technically there's only three of them, but I'm going to play the older versions and then the newer version. So I think the one I'm going to start out with today is going to be classic Troopin'em. So let me go over here. Now, before I get started, I should say I'm using a Mac Mini, my 2006 Mac Mini, hooked up to the mixer, because these games probably work the best on Windows XP. I would not try them on 8 or higher. There are problems. These are written in, I believe, Visual Basic, and they start having major problems with 8 and newer. So if you're gonna run these, I would run these on Windows XP if you can. If you can't, run them on Windows 7. They should work. But again, I'm running these on Windows XP. So,
Windows Media Player.
okay, let's
Window.
get out of that.
Start button. Folder new list.
And sorry for the keyboard. The keyboard's kind of clicky. This is a Windows desktop keyboard.
Start. Click. Alt. Microsoft.
Yeah, okay.
Captain Classic Pipe Sub.
Captain Dynamite and the Fallen Hero. I might play that. It's kind of a cool game, but it was never completed.
Classic Troop and game play ready play Troop and exit and rest exit.
All right, let's close NVDA and hit enter. And well, that was supposed to work. Whoops. Come on.
Start. Click all pro micro cap classic troop and gameplay troop and taskbar troop and.
All right. So,
please make a selection. Start game.
okay, so we're in the main menu. And so Troopin'em is basically a Space Invaders game where you shoot down ships. Let's see.
Speed round.
So you get start game, speed round,
change options.
Change options.
Learn game sounds.
Learn game sounds.
View top 10 scores.
View top 10 scores.
Send your score to BSC Games.
Send your score to BSC Games. That obviously doesn't work because his site is, well, gone.
Test speaker settings.
This is always good to do.
Left speaker. Right speaker. If your speaker settings are correct, press Y. Otherwise, press N.
Now, I believe this allows you to swap your speakers. So if you don't have them in the right orientation, it'll put sounds in the right channel for the left, and the left will be the right, so it'll swap your speakers around. But I would do it yourself because you'll have a much better experience.
Speaker settings saved. Start. Send your test quick game.
And quit game.
View top learn game sounds.
View top 10 scores. Yeah, that's just your score charts that you can view locally. I don't care about that. Let's go to learn game sounds.
Use your up and down arrow keys to hear the sounds. Variation.
Alright, I need... Yeah.
Variant ship hit. Zenith ship. Zenith ship hit. Zenith ship reaches orbit. Charster ship. Charster ship hit, but not destroyed. Charster ship hit. Stargazer ship. Stargazer ship hit. Enemy ship lands. Next level reached. Warp to previous level. At edge of screen. Ship centered. Special item dropped. Special item has been obtained. Cancel use of special item. No special items available. Special item centered. Super laser. Smart bomb. Portal. Return to the main menu.
So those are the various sounds.
Please start speed round.
Alright, let me show you speed round first. Now, in speed round, you try to shoot as many ships as you can, and they get quicker and quicker. Let's go. Now,
top, send your score, change, place, hyper, speak, return, off, speak, background, ambience, on.
Okay, you cannot turn off the music, which is kind of a shame. I don't think you can change the volume either. Anyway, let's take a look at the options menu.
Hyperactive sides off.
Hyperactive sides, I believe if you hit the edge of the screen, it'll warp you back to the other side. I keep that off.
Speak, background, ambience on.
Background ambience, it's just background sounds. Okay, so before we get started, let me tell you the keystrokes I was using in the speed round. So basically, you hit the left and right arrow to move. When the ship is in the center of the stereo field, you hit control to shoot it. And that's basically how the game works.
Return to the main menu.
I believe there are other keys. You can hit L to check your lives, S to check your score, and some other stuff. I'm gonna have to see.
Start game.
Anyway, let's start the game.
Select your difficulty level, then press enter. Easy, normal, insane. Return to the main. Insane, normal.
I'm gonna play on normal. So we'll just okay, so shift tells you your score.
5,500 points. Wave 2, 0 ships landed. 3 lives remaining.
And enter tells you how many ships have landed and your lives. That was a bonus item. Now,
17,500 points. Wave 3.
Yeah, I haven't played this in forever. Sorry, guys. Let's do it.
Wave 333,385 points. Wave 5.
Alright. Okay. Now these take two hits. See that? This game is very simple. That one moves. Wow. Okay.
190,290 points. Wave 8.
Did I die?
Zero ships landed. 3 lives remaining. 240,730 points. Wave
All right. Now, you get those little jingles. Portal. So to use your items, you hit up and down arrows to choose and control. Oh crap. And the smart bombs clear the screen. The super laser, I believe, has a wider range. Did I die?
Zero ships landed to Mars.
I sure did. Die.
45 points. Wave 12.
Oh god, oh god, oh god. Oh god, I'm dead.
Game over. Your final score is 430,770 points.
Well, yep, there's the time. Sorry. I'm going to skip that by hitting enter. That's basically an overview of how the game works. I think there's 13 or 15 levels. So, you know, for the classic version, it's not bad. I think Troopenum 2 is a lot better.
Just quick game. Thank you for playing. For more great accessible computer games, please visit BSC Games online at www.bscgames.com.
So there you go. As classic Space Invaders games go, it's not terrible. I don't play those all the time, but you know, I thought I would demo it. So, yeah, you can get that from agarchive.net. And when you get it, you want to install the game and then go back to that AG Archive page and download the BSC code generator, because you still need to generate a license key, because these were once commercial. But it's not too hard to do. You just download the key generator, extract the 7-zip file with 7-zip, and then run the, I think it's called Blind Software Key Generator.exe. You just run that, choose the game you want from the list, go to the registration program for the game, copy your product ID to the clipboard, paste it into that program, hit the generate button. It will then copy your product key to the clipboard. If you go back to the registration program, you can hit the register button, and it should say that you're successfully registered. But that about does it for this one, guys. Until next time, take care.